It's 7:49 and you're listening to KBBI AM 890 Homer. I'm Shayla Farzan. It's Friday morning and that means it's time for our weekly legislative call-in. On the line from Juneau, we have Representative Paul Seaton of House District 31. Representative Seaton, good to have you with us today.
Glad to be with you today, Shayla. It's always nice to talk to the people of the district.
So jumping in here, the legislative session is in full swing now. Let's start with a rundown of some of the highlights from this past week.
We're wrapping up the budget. We've got the amendment process out of all the subcommittees rolled into a budget, and we now have that published online so that people can look at that, and hopefully people will be calling in Friday and Saturday and testifying on the parts of the budget they like. Of course, the House majority is very strongly supportive of education, and one of the things that we've done in the budget was we put $1.7 billion into forward funding education. That was from the percent of market value draw that the governor had for 2017. We actually put that to education. That has a really good effect that it restores the $6.4 million governor had cut for pupil transportation. So that would fully fund in 2018 all the education formula at its current level, as well as fully funding pupil transportation.
Speaking of the education budget, this week you offered an amendment to Governor Walker's proposed budget that would cut school bond debt reimbursement by 50%. You've offered this amendment as an alternative to the Senate's proposed cuts to the base student allocation. First, can you briefly explain the difference between school bond debt reimbursements and base student allocations?
Sure. The Senate is proposing a reduction to the per pupil funding, which is called the base student allocation amount, and they're proposing about $300 per student reduction. That gets them their $65 million of cuts they're trying to make to education. We in the House looked at trying to do it where it doesn't go directly to the education budget, but goes to school funding reimbursement. In other words, people in the local areas could decide to bond for school debt, and it was kind of the intention that the state would help pay 70% of that bond debts as they occurred. Of course, everyone always knew that they were not sacrosanct, and that it could be short-funded or underfunded or not funded at all. And so what we've chosen to do is look at that basically $65 million and say we're going to reduce the funding for bond debt reimbursement by 42%, and that gives us two things. One, that the rural education attendance areas and small municipalities that are funded by the state, they take that same 42%. That, in addition to the $47 million of cut to municipalities bond debt reimbursement, that means that that turns out to be the $65 million of bond debt reimbursement instead of $65 million of directly out of school budgets by lowering the base student allocation.
So what would a cut in school bond debt reimbursement really mean for taxpayers on the Kenai Peninsula?
Well, it depends on how the Kenai Peninsula would want to do that. The total estimated cost, if we did the full bond debt reimbursement to the Kenai Peninsula, we would be paying $2.8 million to Kenai, and with the reduction of the 42%, we would be paying $1.6 million to bond debt. So you're talking about $1.2 million of additional costs that the borough would be absorbing, whether it's through their tax base, property tax, or whether it's through taking money out of reserve funds or some other way of changing the sales tax, or underfunding schools, because currently the Kenai Peninsula Borough funds to the maximum amount, and they could choose to reduce some of their funding to schools. But that's a local decision that each locality would get to make.
And finally, why do you think a cut to school bond debt reimbursement rather than a cut to the base student allocation is better for students overall?
Well, if you take $65 million directly out of the classroom through the school budgets, as has been proposed by the Senate, or in our case, we're looking at municipalities just not reimbursing them for some of their bond debt reimbursement, which isn't in the school district budget. That's in the municipalities. They own the schools. And so it doesn't come directly out of the classroom. There's a lot more ability for different localities around the state to adjust to that circumstance.
That was Representative Paul Seaton in Juneau. You can hear KBBI's Legislative Call-In every Friday morning at 7:49 a.m. You can also tune in to the rebroadcast tonight during the local evening news right here on KBBI AM 890 Homer.